On an unusually cloudy day in October, in a sleepy medical building in Inglewood, a group of women who have suffered from breast cancer share their stories.
I'm the third straight generation in my family that's been diagnosed with cancer.
Mary Battle is a 2-year breast cancer survivor. Battle had a double mastectomy 30 days after she was diagnosed with stage 0 breast cancer, the least aggressive form of the disease.
One shot deal for me. Take them both now, and we'll be through.
The Women of Color Breast Cancer Survivor Support Group seeks to educate women about cancer. Marva Cobb's mother became a member after she was diagnosed in the early 90s. Cobb's mother found a community within the group, and when Cobb herself was diagnosed in 2004, she immediately turned to the group.
And I sat down, it was time for me to say my name, and I started crying, and I did not stop until the meeting was over.
Breast cancer affects over 200,000 women in the United States every year. A recent study found that Hispanic and Black women are less likely to get recommended treatment for breast cancer. The study concluded that the race gap couldn't be explained just by economic or social class. Doctors are still unsure of what exactly causes the disparity in breast cancer treatment, but there might be clues in the Women of Color support group. Happy Johnson found a lump in 1998 and waited nearly a year to enter a doctor's office.
You know, I never saw a Black woman on a poster. Nobody ever told me that Black women got breast cancer. So, I mean, you know, I just felt that, hey, I got a lump. You know, it'll go away. Something else, you know.
Johnson had full medical benefits at her job with the post office when she was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. But if it hadn't been for her daughter, a registered nurse, she would never have gotten the care she needed.
And I just happened to mention it to her one day. I said, I got a lump on my breast. And I said, it feels funny. And she felt it. And I mean, you know, I could just see it in her face that, Mom, you better go to the doctor. And I'm like, I'll go.
Numbers indicate that less women of color are getting breast cancer. The study found that out of 662,000 women who were diagnosed and received treatment for breast cancer, 86% were white, 10% were Black, and 4% were Hispanic. But breast cancer doesn't just strike one race. Johnson didn't need a study to tell her that there are a lot of women like her that aren't being diagnosed.
I know it within my heart that there is a disparity between white women and Black and Hispanic women.
Battle and her fellow survivors do believe that information is power and hope to continue to educate women on the necessity of self-exams and spreading the word.
Early detection is the key. And I'm just a witness for that.
This is Ruth France for Annenberg Radio News.